Chapter 20. A carriage slowly passed the window, and Havil recognized the power liveries. "Hello, she's coming here," apostrophe he said under his breath, as the carriage stopped by the curb. "What does she want, I wonder? Dare, does she know you?" Apostrophe, "I would just as soon be out of the way. Apostrophe, apostrophe, then go into the garden." Apostrophe, apostrophe, Dare went out through the back office as Paula was shown in at the front. She wore a gray traveling costume, and seemed to be in some haste. "I am on my way to the railway station," apostrophe she said to Havil. "I shall be absent from home for several weeks, and since you requested it, I have called to inquire how you are getting on with the design." Apostrophe, apostrophe, "Please look it over," apostrophe said Havil, placing a seat for her. "No," apostrophe said Paula. "I think it would be unfair. I have not looked at Mr. the other architect's plans, since he has begun to design seriously, and I will not look at yours. Are you getting on quite well, and do you want to know anything more? If so, go to the castle, and get anybody to assist you. Why would you not make use of the room at your disposal in the castle, as the other architect has done?" Apostrophe, apostrophe, in asking the question her face was towards the window, and suddenly her cheeks became a rosy red. She instantly looked another way. "Having my own office so near, it was not necessary, thank you," apostrophe replied Havil, as, noting her countenance, he allowed his glance to stray into the street. Somerset was walking past on the opposite side. "The time is the time fixed for sending in the drawings is the 1st of November, I believe," apostrophe she said confusedly, "and the decision will be come to by 3 gentlemen who are prominent members of the Institute of Architects." Apostrophe, apostrophe, Havil then accompanied her to the carriage, and she drove away. Havil went to the back window to tell Dare that he need not stay in the garden, but the garden was empty. The architect remained alone in his office for some time, at the end of a quarter of an hour, when the scream of a railway whistle had echoed down the still street, he beheld Somerset repassing the window in a direction from the railway, with somewhat of a sad gait. In another minute Dare entered, humming the latest air of Offenbach. "'Tis a mere piece of duplicity," apostrophe apostrophe said Havil. "What is?" Apostrophe, apostrophe, her pretending indifference, as to which of us comes out successful in the competition, when she colors Carmen the moment Somerset passes by. Apostrophe, apostrophe, he described Paula's visit, and the incident. "It may not mean Cupid's entire 30. After all," apostrophe said Dare judicially. "The mere suspicion that a certain man loves her would make a girl blush at his unexpected appearance. Well, she's gone from him for a time, the better for you." Apostrophe, apostrophe, he has been privileged to see her off at any rate. Apostrophe, apostrophe, not privileged. Apostrophe, apostrophe, how do you know that? Apostrophe, apostrophe, I went out of your garden by the back gate, and followed her carriage to the railway. He simply went to the first bridge outside the station, and waited. When she was in the train, it moved forward. He was all expectation, and drew out his handkerchief ready to wave, while she looked out of the window towards the bridge. The train backed before it reached the bridge, to attach the box containing her horses, and the carriage truck. Then it started for good, and when it reached the bridge she looked out again, he waving his handkerchief to her. Apostrophe, apostrophe, and she waving hers back? Apostrophe, apostrophe, no, she didn't. Apostrophe, apostrophe, ah. Apostrophe, apostrophe, she looked at him nothing more. I wouldn't give much for his chance. Apostrophe, apostrophe, after a while Dare added musingly. You are a mathematician. Did you ever investigate the doctrine of expectations? Apostrophe, apostrophe, never. Apostrophe, apostrophe, Dare drew from his pocket his book of chances, apostrophe a volume as well thumbed as the minister's Bible. This is a treatise on the subject, apostrophe he said. I will teach it to you someday. Apostrophe, The same evening Avil asked Dare to dine with him. He was just at this time living in Garkin, his wife and children being away on a visit. After dinner they sat until their faces were rather flushed. The talk turned, as before, on the castle competition. To know his design is to win, apostrophe said Dare. And to win, is to send him back to London where he came from. Apostrophe apostrophe, Avil inquired, if Dare had seen any sketch of the design while with Somerset? Not a line. I was concerned only with the old building. Apostrophe, not to know it is to lose, undoubtedly, apostrophe murmured Avil. Suppose we go for a walk that way, instead of consulting here? Apostrophe apostrophe, they went down the town, and along the highway. When they reached the entrance to the park, a man driving a basket carriage came out from the gate, and passed them by in the gloom. That was he, apostrophe said Dare. He sometimes drives over from the hotel, and sometimes walks. He has been working late this evening. Apostrophe apostrophe, strolling on under the trees they met three masculine figures, laughing and talking loudly. Those are the three first-class London draftsmen, Bowles, Knowles, and Cockton, whom he has engaged to assist him, regardless of expense, apostrophe continued Dare. Oh Lord! Apostrophe apostrophe groaned Avil. There's no chance for me. Apostrophe, the castle now rose before them, endowed by the rayless shade with a more massive majesty than either sunlight or moonlight could impart, and Avil sighed again as he thought of what he was losing by Somerset's rivalry. Well, what was the use of coming here? Apostrophe apostrophe, he asked. I thought it might suggest something, some way of seeing the design. The servants would let us into his room, I dare say. Apostrophe, I don't care to ask. Let us walk through the wards, and then homeward. Apostrophe, apostrophe, they sauntered on smoking, Dare leading the way through the gatehouse into a corridor which was not enclosed, a lamp hanging at the further end. We are getting into the inhabited part, I think, apostrophe said Avil. Dare, however, had gone on, and knowing the tortuous passages from his few days' experience in measuring them with Somerset, he came to the butler's pantry. Dare knocked, and nobody answering he entered, took down a key which hung behind the door, and rejoined Avil. It is all right, apostrophe he said. The cat's away, and the mice are at play in consequence. Apostrophe apostrophe, proceeding up a stone staircase he unlocked the door of a room in the dark, struck a light inside, and returning to the door called in a whisper to Avil, who had remained behind. This is Mr. Somerset's studio, apostrophe he said. How did you get permission? Apostrophe apostrophe inquired Avil, not knowing that Dare had seen no one. Anyhow, apostrophe said Dare carelessly. We can examine the plans at leisure, for if the placid Mrs. Goodman, who is the only one at home, sees the light, she will only think it is Somerset still at work. Apostrophe apostrophe, Dare uncovered the drawings, and young Somerset's brain work for the last 6 weeks lay under their eyes. To Dare, who was too cursory to trouble himself, by entering into such details, it had very little meaning. But the design shone into Avil's head like a light into a dark place. It was original, and it was fascinating. Its originality lay partly in the circumstance that Somerset had not attempted to adapt an old building to the wants of the new civilization. He had placed his new erection beside it as a slightly attached structure, harmonizing with the old, heightening and beautifying, rather than subduing it. His work formed a palace, with a ruinous castle annexed as a curiosity. To Avil the conception had more charm than it could have to the most appreciative outsider, for when a mediocre and jealous mind that has been cudgeling itself over a problem capable of many solutions, lights on the solution of a rival, all possibilities in that kind seem to merge in the one beheld. Dare was struck by the arrested expression of the architect's face. Is it rather good? Apostrophe he asked. Yes, rather, apostrophe said Avil, subduing himself. More than rather? Apostrophe, apostrophe, yes, the clever devil. Apostrophe, apostrophe, exclaimed Avil, unable to depreciate longer. How? Apostrophe, apostrophe, the riddle that has worried me 3 weeks he has solved in a way which is simplicity itself. He has got it, and I am undone. Apostrophe, apostrophe, nonsense, don't give way. Let's make a tracing. Apostrophe, the ground plan will be sufficient, apostrophe, said Avil, his courage reviving. The idea is so simple, that if once seen it is not easily forgotten. Apostrophe, apostrophe, a rough tracing of Somerset's design was quickly made, and blowing out the candle with a wave of his hand, the younger gentleman locked the door, and they went downstairs again. I should never have thought of it, apostrophe, said Avil, as they walked homeward. One man has need of another every 10 years. Ani diagai ani un uomo ha bisogno dell'altro, as they say in Italy. You will help me for this turn, if I have need of you? Apostrophe, apostrophe, I shall never have the power. Apostrophe, apostrophe, oh yes, you will. A man who can contrive to get admitted to a competition, by writing a letter abusing another man, has any amount of power. The stroke was a good one. Apostrophe, Avil was silent till he said, I think these gusts mean that we are to have a storm of rain. Apostrophe, apostrophe, Dare looked up. The sky was overcast, the trees shivered, and a drop or two began to strike into the walkers' coats from the east. They were not far from the inn at Sleeping Green, where Dare had lodgings, occupying the rooms which had been used by Somerset till he gave them up for more commodious chambers at Markton, and they decided to turn in there till the rain should be over. Having possessed himself of Somerset's brains, Avil was inclined to be jovial, and ordered the best in wines that the house afforded. Before starting from home they had drunk as much as was good for them, so that their potations here soon began to have a marked effect upon their tongues. The rain beat upon the windows with a dull dogged pertinacity which seemed to signify boundless reserves of the same and long continuance. The wind rose, the sign creaked, and the candles waved. The weather had, in truth, broken up for the season, and this was the first night of the change. Well, here we are, apostrophe, said Avil, as he poured out another glass of the brandied liquor called Old Port at Sleeping Green, and it seems that here we are to remain for the present. Apostrophe, apostrophe, I am at home anywhere. Apostrophe, apostrophe, cried the lad, whose brow was hot and eye wild. Avil, who had not drunk enough to affect his reasoning, held up his glass to the light and said, I never can quite make out what you are, or what your age is. Are you 16, 21, or 27? And are you an Englishman, Frenchman, Indian, American, or what? You seem not to have taken your degrees in these parts. Apostrophe, apostrophe, that's a secret, my friend, apostrophe, said Dare. I am a citizen of the world. I owe no country patriotism, and no king or queen obedience. A man whose country has no boundary is your only true gentleman. Apostrophe, apostrophe, well, where were you born somewhere, I suppose? Apostrophe, apostrophe, it would be a fact worth the telling. The secret of my birth lies here. Apostrophe, apostrophe, and Dare slapped his breast with his right hand. Literally, just under your shirt front, or figuratively, in your heart. Apostrophe, apostrophe, asked Avil. Literally there. It is necessary that it should be recorded, for one's own memory is a treacherous book of reference, should verification be required at a time of delirium, disease, or death. Apostrophe, apostrophe, Avil asked no further what he meant, and went to the door. Finding that the rain still continued, he returned to Dare, who was by this time sinking down in a one-sided attitude, as if hung up by the shoulder. Informing his companion that he was but little inclined to move far in such a tempestuous night, he decided to remain in the inn till next morning. On calling in the landlord, however, they learned that the house was full of farmers on their way home from a large sheep fair in the Gutenberg edition. End of chapter.